powered by Righteous Media. Welcome to Independent Americans. Welcome to episode 251, a special Veterans Day episode. I'm your host, Paul Rykoff. As you may know from listening to this show, I'm an Army veteran. I served in Iraq and have been working on veterans' issues for the last 20 years. I believe veterans' issues are American issues. They're nonpartisan issues, and they're especially independent issues. And I put together a piece that's running now on CNN.com focused on Veterans Day and much more that I want to share with you now. Here's the title: Giving Up Our Veterans Day Holiday for a Stronger American Election Day, by Paul Rykoff. Veterans Day means little more for most Americans beyond a day off from work. But it's been a federal holiday recognized on November 11th since 1938. Yet attendance and support at Veterans Day events are shamefully low and declining rapidly. And so is the veterans population in America. The World War II greatest generation of veterans is almost entirely gone. And the Korean and Vietnam War generations are aging and dying fast. Over the next 20 years, the overall population of veterans like me will drop dramatically from about 19 million people to roughly 13 million people. That's a huge drop. If, as they often say in politics, demographics is destiny, the social, economic, and political power of veterans is about to fall off a cliff. And this population drop is now compounded by a lack of national focus on military and veterans. At least 45 U.S. service members have recently been wounded in at least 38 separate attacks by Iran-backed forces targeting American troops in Iraq and Syria. But most Americans haven't even noticed. The attention of the world is now focused on global conflicts in Ukraine and Israel, and America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan feel long gone. The unfortunate reality that veterans understand is that the overall power and importance of Veterans Day is fading fast. Now, at the same time, America continues to struggle to draw voters to the polls. Voter participation surged in 2022, but compared to most other democracies in the world, our turnout is shamefully low. Voting in America hit 62% in 2020, according to the International Institute for the Democracy and Electoral Assistance. But that's still 3 points below the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development average of 65%, and significantly behind peer nations like Belgium, which is at 78%, South Korea at 77%, and France at 76%. We can and must do better. Now, some of this is apathy, but some of it is simply a matter of logistics and convenience. Many Americans, especially those working more than one job, just can't afford to take time away from work to vote. Even if they could, some employers won't allow it. Millions of veterans are also among those who are unable to go to the polls. Now, there's a bold and basic solution. Combine Election Day and Veterans Day. Put them together and make the 11th day of the 11th month the one day that galvanizes and inspires all Americans. The ultimate way to support vets like me and to honor those who've died in combat is to vote. There's nothing more patriotic, nothing more respectful, nothing more American. Generations of men and women in uniform have raised their right hands to serve America. We've sacrificed for America. We've lost our limbs and our friends. We've given everything. And now, we're willing to donate our national holiday to improve and strengthen our democracy and the future of our nation. I'm certain many veterans are going to support the idea. And I strongly believe that once most civilians are aware of it, they will too. Veterans Day would mean much more. So would Election Day. It's not a new idea. It's bounced around for decades in the veterans community and recently in the media, but it's never been pushed forward by veterans organizations, by veterans in Congress, or by the president. So now, we just need President Joe Biden, himself a Blue Star dad, or a brave member of Congress, perhaps a fellow veteran, to create and lead passage of legislation to forever change history. And it would give every member of Congress an opportunity to vote with our veterans and to strengthen our democracy. There were 97 veterans elected to the 118th Congress in 2022, representing 36 different states. They are a diverse and inspiring group of leaders from both parties that I've called the Camouflage Wave. Now, it's time for one member of that wave to write the legislation, identify the co-sponsors, name the bill, perhaps after a World War II veteran like George H.W. Bush, rally the support of the American people, drive media attention, and get it done by Veterans Day 2024, 1 year from now. It's a simple, achievable, affordable, unifying, and bipartisan goal for Congress, one that can create historic change, truly support our veterans, and improve our democracy in a time when we need it the most. So that's my idea this Veterans Day that I want to share with you. Combine Election Day and Veterans Day and give democracy a boost. It's a way to recognize Veterans Day. It's a way to make every day Veterans Day. And it's a way that we can all truly stay vigilant. If you like what I put down, please be sure to check out independentamericans.us for a link to this piece and to previous episodes, including my recent conversation with amazing author Sebastian Younger. We've also been doing Veterans Day episodes for almost 5 years, so go back and check those out as well. They're some of the most inspiring we've ever done. And wherever you are while you listen to this, take a minute to recognize, reflect, and celebrate Veterans Day. Because it's about much more than just our veterans. It's about our country's past, present, and future. Until next time, I'm your host, Paul Rykoff. Down with Hamas. Down with Putin. Slava Ukraine. Happy Veterans Day. And stay vigilant, America. Righteous Media.